Takings were $21.3 billion last year. Social media has played an important role in changing attitudes in the fashion business, says Madeline Jones, editor and co-founder of Plus Model magazine. Nonetheless, designer brands still hold back. Walmart sells the most plus-size apparel. Some brands, such as Michael Kors, do sell plus-size ranges, but do not advertise them or display them on websites. For those that are willing to take a chance, several internet startups that deliver personally styled outfits to individuals, including plus-size women, offer data to straight-size designers. Gwynnie B, Stitch Fix, and Deer & Co., for example, share information with designers on preferred styles and fits. Tracy Reese, a designer known for creating Michelle Obama's dress for the Democratic National Convention in 2012, is one brand that recently enlisted Gwynnie B's help to create a new plus-size collection. Gwynnie B prompted the label to create bigger patterns and more appealing designs. Not all plus-size shoppers are convinced. Laura Fuentes, a hairstylist from Abilene, Texas, says that many upmarket department stores still keep their plus-size clothing sections poorly organized, badly stocked, and dimly lit if they stock larger clothes at all. Yet such complaints should be taken with a pinch of salt, says Ms. Thompson. We're nowhere near where we should be, but we've made progress, she says.